Taking a look back at 2016 in the dairy world, we're visiting today with Mark Stevenson, Center for Dairy Profitability, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Mark, give us a quick snapshot of what happened in the dairy world last year.
Well, 2016 was the bottom of the trough for dairy prices, the current cycle that we're going through. So I think that that probably tells you that it wasn't a pleasant year. It's starting to feel wearing now because this is fully 2 years worth of low prices.
Can you give us an idea how the margin protection program was used during the year?
Sure. The margin protection program, or MPP, worked as it was supposed to. It provided payments to people who had bought up to levels of protection of 650 or higher. So there was even net benefit for people. But for most folks, and we had a lot more people who didn't buy up at that $4 catastrophic level of protection, who certainly didn't see anything in the way of payments.
Were there any silver linings during the course of 2016?
Yeah, we had a great growing season. We've had excellent crops. I mean, a lot of volume and good quality on hay and corn silage that came in. We do have milk prices turning around now. They bottomed out in May, and they've been on upward movement since that time period. I expect that to continue.
How did our farmers here in Wisconsin, what are they going to look like here at the end of the season?
I think that most of them would probably say, I'm treading water. In other words, I didn't make any real progress. I put off purchases or investments that I would have otherwise made in the normal course of business, but it wasn't a killer year for most people. The problem is this is the second year in a row of that kind of situation, so at some point in time, they're going to need to make reinvestments.
What kind of tactics do farmers take when they're under these kind of conditions?
Well, you put off purchases that you can. You know, new equipment is something you buy in years like 2014 when we had really good milk prices, and you don't buy it unless you need it in years like this. So that's one thing you can do. And other things you can do are to maybe cut back on services that you might otherwise purchase. But, you know, you always suffer a little bit when you do that.
Have the economics of the last couple of years had any effect on herd expansions or changes like that?
It's been a kind of a strange thing. Wisconsin has grown milk production right through this for the last couple of years. So too have many of the states to our east. But if you look at states west, California is just a real typical example. They've been losing milk production here for fully 2 years.
Sum up 2016 for dairy farmers.
2016 for dairy farmers is one of those years where you say, I'm glad it's behind me. I'm ready to move on. And I think that 2017 is going to feel a little bit better for moving on.
We've been visiting with Mark Stevenson, Center for Dairy Profitability, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.